Hello?
Oh, hi, Cheryl?
No, this isn't Cheryl.
Oh, it's not Cheryl. Okay. This is Tina from Local Splash, and we're having trouble processing the payment. I have Cheryl as the contact, but is there someone else that can help by chance? Or?
I am the co-owner.
Oh, good. Hi. Nice to meet you. What's your name?
Nice to meet you, too. Tiffany Field.
Tiffany. Okay. Hi, Tiffany. Yeah, so they had sent, I don't know if it was you or her, but someone had sent an email about trying to put the account on hold, but we can't do a hold with a past due balance. And that's just because in the terms and conditions that she acknowledged with her e-signature, she agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 5th. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior to, you know, do the hold. So I don't know if, you know, this is something. Are you aware of the Local Splash account and the website and all of that by chance?
I am aware of it.
Okay. Yeah, another thing I noticed is on your dashboard, because it does kind of show all of the results that you've had with us, but we have a call tracking number, and every time, gosh, there's 2,545 leads that came through that call tracking number. And recently, when we go in and monitor those calls, it looks like all of them are going to a mailbox that's full. So that could be a missed opportunity, you know, if someone's, you know, trying
we're not even in business anymore. The owner
is in the hospital. So that's why we're trying to cancel the account and stuff.
I see. Okay. That no wonder. Yeah, because it's going to a mailbox that's full, and I'm always like, wow, that's such a shame, you know, in that situation.
Yes.
So here's what I would recommend then. We can't cancel the account with a past due balance, but what I could do is change your account to just website hosting only, which is just $49 a month. And I'm not supposed to, you know, reduce the past due balance from $299 to $49. But if you think that would work, I could do that for you. And then once that's settled, we could put the account back on a hold if you think that the owner might eventually ramp up the business again. Or we could just cancel it altogether, you know, once we get the green light. Because if not, you know, right now it's just past due for $299. But come September 5th, that will reoccur to $598. And that will continue to do so.
Yeah, we definitely don't want to do that.
Exactly. That's why.
Me talk to his mom and see what she thinks, because that's Cheryl.
Oh, Cheryl's mom. Okay, got it.
Yeah. And so let me see what she thinks we should do.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's probably the best bet for you.
I think so, too.
If you want to keep the website open in the meantime, you can do that, too, because, you know, while the account's been on hold, there's a little orange banner at the top saying, you know, the information's no longer being updated. But you could do that, too, if you wanted to, you know, just keep everything live. You know, hopefully everything goes well with the owner and eventually he can ramp up the business again.
Okay, that sounds good. Thank you so much.
All right, you're welcome. Have a great rest of your week, too.
You too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.